You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The coming of Matariki is celebrated annually, and this year it was celebrated between the 20th of June and the 13th of July, which was just this Monday just been. I spoke to Josh Kirkley, who is an astronomy teacher at the Stardome in Auckland, about the meaning of Matariki and why it is significant to Aotearoa. So very basically, what is Matariki?
Yeah, so Matariki, it's kind of the heralding in of the Māori New Year. So it's kind of a time to look back at the year that's been, look at the present, and kind of plan for the year ahead. And it's usually celebrated for about a week. So there's kind of a week period where we actually celebrate Matariki.
Why is Matariki significant to Māori? How does, obviously you said it's the beginning of the new year, but how does it sort of fit into the calendar and the greater Te Ao Māori?
Yeah, I mean, Matariki, it has a really significant impact within Te Ao Māori. It's because what Tohunga Kokorangi, which Māori astronomers do, is they, on those first days of the rising, they actually look for the brightness of certain stars, and that actually helps predict the year ahead, and it helps them plan for the year ahead. It has a really big impact on within Te Ao Māori and, you know, how we look forward and move forward.
So could you talk a little bit as well about the constellation in more depth? Is this an equivalent Western understanding of the same group of stars?
It's not necessarily for those star clusters. I mean, Matariki itself, it's a very distinctive looking star cluster, and there's almost nothing in the sky that looks like it, and most cultures around the world have a name for it in a story and a corridor around Matariki. The Western story is it's part of Taurus, which is one of the zodiac constellations. It's something a lot of people know, but it's very significant to a lot of indigenous populations specifically.
Is there a reason that it comes about at this certain time of year?
Yeah, so it's because it's one of the zodiac constellations. It takes about a month every year to be hidden behind the sun. So once it's rising in the mornings, it signifies kind of a cycle for a lot of people, and that's what it is here in Aotearoa. It's kind of that the resetting of our cycle, the changing of the seasons, because Matariki occurs in the winter for us, but it kind of occurs around the solstice, the winter solstice. So even though it's cold now, we know that the days now are going to start getting longer and warmer, and eventually we'll be going into summer. It's really significant for a lot of cultures.
Obviously, Matariki is significant to Māori, but why should it be important for all New Zealanders to acknowledge?
Yeah, I think it's really important because, you know, Matariki, and not just Matariki, but, you know, Māori astronomy in general is really integral to our Māori and our culture. And, it was used to actually find this country in the first place, you know, with our tūpuna on the wakas coming from Polynesia. And, you know, they were all the ultimate star experts, and they understood the stars really, really well. And they used them to navigate and, you know, move throughout the islands and, you know, journey here to Aotearoa. So it's a really integral part of our culture. And I think it's a really good time for non-Māori to kind of just learn more about Matariki, but also other aspects of Māori culture within Te Ao Māori.
Can people learn more about Matariki even when it's not Matariki season?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't. To actually view Matariki, it's actually better to view it all throughout the year, minus the time of Matariki. It's a little bit harder to see. I think there's no reason we can't. I know we're at the observatory here, we teach it all throughout the year. There's no reason why people can't learn more about it.
And I don't know whether you have a thought on this, but there have been a lot of people, particularly this year, talking about there being a public holiday around Matariki. Yep. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree. Yeah, I really think we should. I think we don't have many, most of our holidays are Western holidays to begin with, and a lot of them occur in the summer. I mean, we don't really have anything in the winter, let alone, you know, a Māori holiday. So I really encourage that. And I think it's, you know, if we did have a holiday that was, celebrating this really significant time within Te Ao Māori, I think it would really encourage others to kind of learn more about it. So, yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.